Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Akers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pinky Hargrave. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting third. The first baseman, Art Shires. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Com. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Riddle. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McManus settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on McManus. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. Two outs. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone strikes out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson, who is chasing the ball. Cecil reaches third base with a triple. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Geringer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Shires scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Geringer for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0 for 1 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris hits a line drive towards short. Akers reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. Stone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 0 for 1 in the game. Akers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice moves to second. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rice scores. Akers moves to second. It's 1-0, Tigers. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Cecil hits a pop-up towards short. Akers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jolly. The throw from Hargrave and he is safe. Jolly steals second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Com hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Com reaches second base with a double. Jolly moves to third. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-1 in the game. Riddle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it and throws to home to get Jolly. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Riddle moves to second. It's Tigers, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Riddle scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Akers fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehringer. The throw from Riddle and he is safe. Gehringer steals second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. Stone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-2 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-2 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a line drive into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hargrave hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehill hits a fly ball into left field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Cecil hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Johnson. Cecil reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Com takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-2 in the game. Riddle bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to third for the out. Com moves to second. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Hargrave and he is out, McManus applying the tag. Riddle moves to second. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a line drive into right field. Rice picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Riddle scores. Lyons moves to second. It's 3-1, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. Hunfield moves to second. It's 4-1, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires is 0-for-3 in the game. Shires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood now playing right field. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil misplays the ball. That's an error on Cecil. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Johnson moves to third. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McManus hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Gehringer moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into center field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gehringer tags and scores. One out. It's 5-3, White Sox. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-3 in the game. Stone hits a line drive into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. McManus moves to second. Bill Akers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Akers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Akers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. Harris hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-3, White Sox. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Cecil bunts towards third. McManus fields it and throws to first for the out. Whatwood moves to second. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Com hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Johnson chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Akers. Akers fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Akers. Whatwood scores. It's 7-3, White Sox. Johnny Riddle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riddle is 0-for-3 in the game. Riddle is hit by the pitch. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Lyons hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Com scores. Riddle moves to third. It's 8-3, White Sox. Whit Wyatt now pitching. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Riddle tags and scores. Two outs. It's 9-3, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pinky Hargrave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrave is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hargrave hits a line drive towards first. Shires reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Liz Funk pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. Liz Funk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Funk hits a fly ball into right field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 4 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.